Hello there, everyone on Blind Cool Tech. This is John Moore from John Moore's Audio Blog. And today I am going to be demonstrating a GPS app for the iPhone that was just recently made accessible about a month ago. It is called Captain GPS Multi-Transport. Now, a lot of you out there have heard about Navigon, which is another GPS app that a lot of blind people use. Most blind people that I know use Navigon. I think they all do. But this is another alternative for people that are in the market to choose a GPS app for the iPhone. And it has some advantages over Navigon, which I'll get to, but it also has some disadvantages. To record this podcast, just for those that are curious, I am using a Tascam M164. It's a 16-channel mixer. It's an analog mixer. And I have one of my Audix vocal microphones hooked up to it. And I also have my iPhone hooked up to one of the other inputs. And so you're going to hear the iPhone directly through the mixer. If you have any questions about this particular mixer, just feel free to let me know, and I'll be happy to answer any questions you have. It's a very good board for a very good price. I paid about $219 for it, and it's a 16-channel board. Sounds fantastic. So let's get into this app. First of all, the app is spelled K-A-P-T-E-N, Captain GPS. There is a North America version and there's a Europe version, and I think now they're starting to come out with versions designed for European countries, for certain European countries. So cost wise, it is $7.95 per month, or $75 for a permanent license. I have the permanent license, so when we open the app, you're not going to hear any, there won't be any of the limitations on it. I'm going to take you on a comprehensive walkthrough of the app, the features that at least I use it for. Now I'm on my second iPhone 4. This is a new version. This is a new iPhone for me. I just got it a couple of days ago, and I'm still having the problem that led me to get my second iPhone 4, but, I'm not going to go back for another one. So I just hope that Apple fixes it in the next release. Sorry about that. No, it's not the antenna issue. It's a proximity sensor issue. But anyway, the reason that they do it on a per-month basis is because they use a combination, Captain uses a combination of onboard maps and live data. Live data in terms of traffic reports, road conditions, and whatever. That's not accessible to us. You can certainly look at it, but I don't actually do that. I know it's got a list of the streets on there. I'm not sure what happens when you double tap the street. I don't necessarily use that. But if you're looking for an app that is going to tell you, you know, what you're passing and whatever, this is not that kind of app. But it does have some very cool advantages over some of the other ones. Chief among which, you can, the very first thing that you get to from when you open the app is your, is the mode selection screen, transportation mode select. And what it does is you open it up and you get to choose what you want to do right away. You can also set up different modes of transportation on one route. And that leads me to another major part of this app. If you live in certain cities, there is a public transit mode. This is the only one on the App Store that has a station-to-station public transit mode. And it also, you can also integrate public transit into a pedestrian route. And It is just it is an amazing app for that. It unfortunately doesn't work around here, because I live in Fort Worth, Texas, and Fort Worth is not one of the cities listed, but Dallas is. Hopefully, I'll get a chance to try it before too long. I hope to, because I really want to test this out. So, some other advantages that it has are also the fact that it is, it uses live data, like I said. It's got the station-to-station public transit. And it also, the interface is a lot more streamlined than Navigon. It's, you know, like I said, there was the thing where you can select your mode of transport as soon as the app opens. That's the first thing you get on, and then once you click on the on your mode of transport, you can have you get presented with a list of options, which we're going to get to, and you can either enter a new address, point of interest, a KP tag, which is another feature that we'll get to, and just a whole lot of stuff. And the voice guidance is not as comprehensive as Navigon. I'm just going to say that up front. It doesn't give you as much information as Navigon does, but, I don't really care about that. I just want to know where, I just want a general idea of where I'm going. And Captain also has compass integration. If you have an iPhone 3GS or iPhone 4, which I don't think, Navigon has. So let's get started then. I am going to open Captain on my iPhone. Now, before we go any further, I want to point out that my results are going to be different than yours. I have a permanent license, so I don't get dialogues telling me how many, or little things on the screen telling me how many days I have left. I have an unlimited license. Now, the new version of Captain, you register with your email address. And so, if you basically, when you open the app, you're going to get a thing, first of all, that says your software, your Captain needs to be activated. Do you authorize the app to activate? And then you click yes. You have to do that, I think, two times. And then you enter your email address. Now, if you just bought it from the App Store, you're going to get your first month. You're going to pay $7.95 and you're going to get your first month. And if you choose to buy a permanent license, I will show you how to do that. I will show you how to do that if you like the app as I do. I wrote to these developers back in July and asked them if they were going to make their app accessible with VoiceOver, and they're the type that don't respond, but about a month later, when the update came out, it was about 95% accessible. All of the features, most of the features became accessible. And it is an amazing app. I know what is going to turn a lot of people off is the monthly charge, the $7.95 a month. But what that does is, it allows them to maintain their network. But it also, if you don't use GPS every day and you just want to have one that you can activate whenever you want to, you just pay for 30 days of use. And then if you know you're not going to need it the next month, you just don't renew it. You don't get penalized or anything like that. You have to go into their shop online section. Into the shop online section of the app and keep renewing. You can just renew it whenever you want. The app is also smaller than Navigon. It is only, Navigon is, I believe, 1.50 gigabytes or something like that, whereas Captain is only 882 megs because it uses a combination of onboard maps and live data, where Navigon uses all onboard maps. It is also faster than Navigon. It loads faster, and it loads faster. And where you're gonna have it is you're gonna have to wait about 5 or 10 seconds for it to connect to the Captain network if you have a license. So let's get into the app now. I'm gonna open it. I hope you guys can hear the iPhone.
Page 1 of 4.
I apologize for the air conditioner in the background if the microphone is picking that up. All right, I'm going to open Captain now.
Page 1 of 4. Page 2 of 4. Mail. Foursquare. Frauds. iBlink Radio. Page 2 of 4.
Okay, so I'm going to go to page 3.
Page 3 of 4. Mail.
I have about 42 apps.
iMissile. Captain Nom.
Okay, it says Captain Nom. That stands for North American Multi-Transport. So we're going to open the app right now. And now, again, like I said, I have a permanent license, so I'm not going to get into the introductory dialogues. Oh, also, something else that you're going to have to do, I forgot to mention, is that you're going to have to accept their terms of agreement, which is basically you will drive safely, you will, you know, whatever, just the typical GPS app terms of use. So let's get started, and I'm going to open this right now, and the first screen we're going to get is version number and a progress indicator that it basically shows you how far it's gone in connecting to the network. So I'm going to open this, and this screen is going to vanish after a couple of seconds.
0.
Yeah, 130, and it's connecting to the network right now.
Pedestrian.
Okay, now, we are at the top left-hand corner of the screen. It places you at the top of the screen in the main menu. This is where you choose your option of transport. Now, this particular podcast is not going to be a live demo of, you know, when I'm out and about and using it. This is going to be an app walkthrough, and then if there is enough interest, I will record a podcast of me actually using the app, you know, so you can hear what the turn-by-turn sounds like and, you know, whatever. So the first thing you get into is pedestrian, the first option. We're going to flick to the right.
Bike.
Bike.
Motorbike.
Motorbike. Motorcycle. Come on.
Bike. Motorbike.
It jumps around a little bit. Let me get back over here.
Car.
And then you have car. Now, that's all that's up here. Then we get to the tabs at the bottom of the screen.
Main menu. Dim.
Okay, we have
button.
Main menu. It's dimmed because we're on it.
Settings. Button.
Settings.
Map. Button.
Map, which we don't need to worry about, so I'm not going to walk through that one.
Shop. Button.
Shop. That's the shop online button. We'll get to that at the end of the podcast.
Tag. Button.
Then you have KP tags. Now, and again, we'll get to that in a minute. KP tags, that's a very, very cool feature. And by the way, I have switched from Navigon to Captain. I keep Navigon around, but I've started using Captain more and more. Okay, let's say we want to plan a... Let's say we want to plan a pedestrian route.
Bike. Pedestrian.
So I'm going to double tap on pedestrian.
Navigate to. Back. Button.
Now, the first thing we get to is navigate to...
Map.
Oops,
button.
Hold on.
Back.
We're at the bottom of the screen. Okay, first is back, as always. Then...
Navigate to.
We have a navigate to, and then we have our options.
New address.
New address.
Tags.
KP tags.
Favorites.
That's actually supposed to be favorites.
Contacts.
Contacts. This has iPhone contacts integration. If you have your contacts address in there, it can find it. You can find your contacts.
Points of interest.
POIs. What GPS app would be complete without that?
Favorites. Point. Last destinations.
Last destinations. You can, like, if you want to call up, it stores. I'm not sure how many destinations it stores, but you can recall previous routes is basically what that is.
Plan a trip.
Plan a trip. That is a really cool feature.
Public transports.
And then, of course, we're in pedestrian mode, so it has the station-to-station public transit mode.
GPS coordinates.
And then we have coordinates, so if you are a geek and you geocache or whatever, you can actually enter a set of coordinates into the GPS.
Main menu. Button.
And then we're back at the tabs on the bottom of the screen. So... Let's see. We're going to do a new address first.
Tags. New app. Navigate. New address.
I'm going to go to new address.
City. Select city. Text field. Is editing.
Okay, now you have select a city, and the one that you're in is going to be in a list that's to the right of the edit field. Or you can type in a city name. What it's going to, by the way, You'll also get a dialogue when you first open this that says, that said, Captain would like to use your current location. So you just click OK in that to allow it. Sorry, I forgot to mention that. Okay, so I'm going to select, my city is in here, it's Fort Worth, so I'm going to click on
Fort Worth, Q, Fort
I'm Worth. I'm going to click on Fort Worth.
Selected, Fort Worth, empty list, street, select road in Fort Worth, text field, is editing.
Okay, now we select a street name. We select a street, now the list is empty. This is one of those things where as you type it in, the list changes. Let me see. I'm gonna see if I can plan a pedestrian route to my church. So I'm gonna do
Q A.
And by the way, this is not case sensitive. So you don't have to capitalize things. It'll figure it out. So I'm gonna type in Alta Mesa Boulevard. Now I do the split typing mode on the iPhone. I don't like the touch typing mode. So I have one finger on the A, so I'm gonna tap another part of the screen with another finger.
A.
We'll just keep going at it.
K.
L.
L. K. R. T. T. A. A. B. N. M. M. E. E. S. S. A. A. Space. Space. Alta Mesa.
Now, I found that the best thing to do is to put what type of street it is. So I'm going to put Boulevard.
C. V. B. B. J. K. L. Oh.
Oops.
Oscar. Done.
Let me
delete.
Fix that.
L. A. J. K. L. L. X. C. V. V. C. S. D. D.
Okay, now what we're going to do is we're going to tap back up here to get to the top.
Back. Button.
And basically, okay, now Alta Mesa. Now, sometimes you're going to have instances like this where the street is going to go through different neighborhoods. And you're going to have to choose... like for me, it's Alta Mesa Boulevard East Fort Worth or Alta Mesa Boulevard Everman, which is a suburb. It's just really long streets. You will sometimes have to choose what neighborhood your street is in, but it allows you to zoom in on where you're going better. Okay.
Street. City center. Button.
City center. You can actually start from downtown in your city, and go out from there.
Street button.
And then there's a street button, which I think that it brings you back to the field we're on right now.
Alta Mesa BLVD text field.
Okay, and I've typed it in. Now to the right of this, there is going to be a list. Now you can click done if you know where you're going, but in this case, I actually have to choose what neighborhood it is in or what part of the city it's in. So I'm going to go to the right.
Clear text. Button.
There's a clear text button.
Alta Mesa BLVDE, Everman.
And again, that's in Everman. That's another neighborhood it passes through.
Alta Mesa BLVDE, Forest Hill,
Forest Hill, Fort Worth. That's another suburb.
Alta Mesa BLVDE, Fort Worth.
Now I'm not going to click on that because it's got the letter E on the end of it. So I'm not going to click on that because that's the wrong one.
Alta Mesa BLVD, Edgecliff Village.
Okay, that's Edgecliff Village. That's another neighborhood it goes through.
Alta Mesa BLVD, Fort Worth.
Okay, now that's the one we want. It says Alta Mesa Boulevard, Fort Worth. So I'm going to double tap this.
Selected. Empty house number. Select house number. Between 100 and 5,599. Text field is editing.
Okay, now this thinks that you have house numbers. This, you know, it says house numbers, but you know, you can do businesses too, and it doesn't make a difference. Now, numbers are on by default. The number row is on by default in this field. So I'm going to type in my church's address, which is
4, empty list, 4, 3, 3, 4, 5, 6, 6, empty list, 0, 0, 1, 1.
Okay, so I typed in. Okay, I typed that in. Now, this time, I'm going to go to the bottom right-hand corner of the screen.
Go.
And I'm going to click Go.
Back button.
Okay, now, unlike Navigon, Captain does not give you parking information, and it doesn't give you weather. It doesn't give you the weather at the current location. Now, I know there are some blind people that would like that information because, you know, they want to tell their drivers and whatever. I personally don't believe in doing that. I think that they should be smart enough to, they're smart enough to figure it out. You know, they should be smart enough to figure out where to park. So I, and I'm also not a fan of telling people they're going over the speed limit. I'm not a fan of that at all. Captain displays speed when you've started out when you're going, but it's not necessary. Now, also, one thing before I go any further, when you first get Captain, your units are going to be set to kilometers and meters. It because it's made over in Europe, so most of its users are Europeans, so you're going to get kilometers instead of miles. Yes, that can be changed. A lot of people were saying, were telling me, "Oh, we can't change that yet." Yeah, you can. A friend of mine and I figured it out. So we are at the screen now that has the address information and how many miles it is from my house. So I'm going to flick to the right.
New address.
A new address that tells us what type of route it is.
Fort Worth. New address. Fort Worth.
And then it says.
3601. Alta Mesa BLVD. Fort Worth.
Okay, and then it says the city address and city again.
Go now. Button.
That's the Go Now button.
Main menu. Button.
And then, of course, we're back to the tabs. Now, when I click Go Now,
Fort Worth. Go now. Button.
We're gonna get a bunch of information. Navigation is not gonna start. Okay, navigation doesn't start when you click this because you have some options, which we're gonna get into. So I'm gonna click Go Now. And it doesn't acknowledge that the screen has changed, but it has. So I'm gonna start at the top again.
Map display.
And we have our map display. There's a map that's shown on the screen. And by the way, you can change the view of that, but I'm not going to get into that particular section of the app. If somebody with low vision wants to try that out, feel free. Okay, so we're at the map display
Back
because you
button.
have back.
Roadbook
Okay,
button.
roadbook. This is the one where it tells you, it gives you information about the streets that you're going to be, in this case, walking down.
2.3 kilometers.
And then it says 2.3 kilometers. Again, this is a new Captain installation, so I'm gonna go in there and I'm gonna show you how to set it back to miles, if you're a North America user. So it says 2.3 kilometers, which is it's actually 1.6 miles.
0028.
And then it tells you how it gives you an ETA, it gives you an estimated time of how long the route's gonna take.
Start navigation
Then you have
button.
everybody's favorite button, start navigation. Turns it actually that's when it starts doing the real-time stuff. And
Start nav.
that's all of that. Now, I'm going to show you what the roadbook basically does.
0 0 2 point
I'm
roadbook
going to click
button.
roadbook.
Back button.
Now, what this appears to be, okay, at least from the impression that I'm getting, is it is a list in order of the streets that you're going to be traveling down.
Winifred DR.
Okay, that's the street I'm currently on.
3601 Alta Mesa BLVD. Fort Worth. Fort Worth. Detailed itinerary. Colusa DR.
Okay, so the next one is Colusa,
Wilkie Way.
Wilkie Way,
Vega DR.
Vega,
Alta Mesa
and then
BLVD.
Alta Mesa,
3601.
and then you reach the destination. Now I'm going to come back up here and click detailed itinerary.
Alta Mesa, Vega, Wilkie, Colusa, detailed itinerary. Detailed
Now,
itinerary.
what this is going to do is this is going to give instructions on how to do it. Like, say, if you're a cane travel instructor and you want to get directions that you can tell your student, this is where this comes into play here. So I'm going to navigate this.
Colusa DR. Detailed I 3600. Detailed itinerary. Detailed itinerary.
Oh, hold on. Oh, okay, I realize that now. A detailed itinerary, and then the information was below it, with the street names. That's basically what it gives you. I think this is actually a graphical display.
3006 Winifred back Winifred 3 detailed
Let me see
item
what happens if
Colusa
I
DR
click on a street name.
Wilkie Way select detailed itinerary select Wilkie Vega D Alta Mesa B 3000
Yeah, I think the roadbook is a graphical display, so I'm gonna get out of here.
back button.
I'm gonna get out of there. But that's just what that does is it gives you a list of the streets that you're gonna go down Gives you a list of the streets you're going to travel in, the order you're going to travel them. And it, I think it also gives you, when you're on a route, I think it gives you real-time information, like graphical information that VoiceOver doesn't read. I know there's a lane assist feature for highways and stuff like that. I'm going to click start navigation.
Winifred D. 3600 map display back roadbook 2.3 kilometer 0028 start
I'm going to click
navigation
start
button.
navigation. And now, if I was to start moving, it would do voice guidance. Now, this one doesn't have this one doesn't have a simulation feature. I have an app called NaviCat that it's another GPS app that it has a simulation feature, but that app unfortunately got taken out of the App Store. So navigation is started. So now the information on the screen has changed.
Map display.
It's showing a map.
Change navigation mode.
You can
Button.
change the navigation mode.
Options. Button.
Options.
170 m.
It says 170. Of course, it says meters.
Instruction. Image. Calusa DR.
So it's telling you to turn onto Calusa in 170 meters.
2.3 kilometers. Winifred DR. Main menu. Button.
Then, of course, you've got that. Now, there are buttons at the bottom of the screen in addition to the tabs.
GPS reception is good. Dimp.
It
Button.
tells you the G. I touched the bottom right-hand corner of the screen, and it said GPS is good. I go to the left.
Map display. Display options. Button.
You have display options.
Car. Button. Motorbike. Button. Bike. Pedestrian.
Then you have the modes
Display options.
you
Button.
can change.
GPS reception is good. Vocal guidance on. Button.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the tabs at the bottom of the screen change. So we've got voice guidance. You can turn it on and off right to the left of the GPS reception button.
Tag button.
KP tag. I'll explain what KP tags are in a minute.
Main menu
And then, of
button.
course, you're back at the main menu. Now, it's not showing a speed indicator because we're not moving.
Main Winifred 2.3 Calusa DR. Instruction
So
image.
it's all it's going to say right now is that the first one is Calusa Drive. Now,
100 options. Change navigate
I'm going to
options
go to
button
options here.
options. 170 instruction. Calusa 2. Winifred main menu. Vocal guide GPS.
And again, it's not showing.
Display options. Car. But motorbike. Bike. Pedestrian. Change option. 100 instruction. Calusa DR. Instruct 100 options. But change
So
navigation mode.
the
Button.
options didn't show anything. Now I'm going to click change navigation mode.
Change navigation mode. Options. Dimp. 170 m. Instruction. Calusa DR. 2.3. Winifred. Main menu. Tag. Vocal guidance on. Button.
Which I'm not actually sure. If you click change navigation mode, I think it actually it changes. I'm not exactly sure what that changes. I haven't actually. Again, I think it's because we're not moving. Okay. Now I'm gonna get out of this.
Main menu. Button. Alert. Do you want to stop navigation? No. Yes.
I'm gonna
Button.
click yes.
Captain Nam. Main menu.
So
Dimp.
that's how you
Button.
do addresses. Okay, now I'm gonna do POIs now. We're gonna go back into pedestrian.
Setting. Main menu. Car. Motorbike. Bike. Pedestrian. Navigate to. Back. Button. Navigate to. New address. Tags. Favorite. Contacts. Points of interest.
And I'm gonna click on points of interest here.
Points of interest. Back. Button.
Okay, now I'm gonna go in here. First, we have the categories.
Points of interest. Car. Motorbike. Hotels and rest.
Now,
Car.
when it says car
Motorbike.
motorbike, I think that means like gas stations and servicing facilities and whatever.
Hotels and restaurants.
Hotels and restaurants.
Leisure.
Leisure.
Health.
Health.
Services.
Services.
Shopping.
Shopping.
Sport.
Sport.
Tourism.
Tourism.
Transportation.
Transportation.
Main menu.
So
Button.
as you can hear, then we're back at the to the tabs. Now, as you can hear, these are very, very broad POI categories. Very broad. And there's not very many of them, but there's a lot in here. Let's see.
Trans tour sport shopping.
Where do I wanna go?
Services. Health.
I'm gonna click health and see what's under here.
Health. Back. Button.
Now we have subcategories, and of course, when you click on just about any of these, you're going to have subcategories.
Health. Hospitals.
Hospitals.
Pharmacies.
Pharmacy.
Medical services.
Medical services.
Main menu. Button. Medical services.
Okay, I'm going to get out of here.
Hospital. Health. Back.
And I'm going to go into sports.
Points of car. Hotel. Leisure. Health. Service. Shopping. Sport. Sport. Back. Sport. Sports centers.
You have sports centers.
Ice skating rinks.
Ice skating rinks.
Golf courses.
Golf courses.
Main menu. Button. Golf. Ice.
And those
sports
are the three.
Center.
Now I'm going to click sports centers.
Selected. Sport. Sports
and
center.
What it's going to do back. Is it's going to give me a list of things nearby. It's going to give me a list of things nearby as just about any GPS app will.
Sports centers. By city.
And
button.
Then, of course, you can search for in an entire city. It doesn't have the state feature like Navigon does.
More. Button.
We have more. It can show you more if you can't find what you're looking for.
Amon G. Carter Stadium. 4.8 kilometers.
Amon Carter Stadium. That's where TCU plays. Texas Christian University. That's their football stadium.
Amon G. Carter Stadium. 5.1 kilometers.
I don't know why it's got two of them there.
Amon G. Carter Stadium. 5.2. Endon. 5.6 kilometers. Donnie Elmer Racing. 9.1 kilometers.
That's a racing track, I guess.
Village Creek Motocross Park. 12.0 kilometers.
Park.
Stockyards Arena and Stables. 13.8
kilometers. Stockyards
kilometers.
Arena, that's like rodeo.
Cowdown BMX. 14.0
BMX.
Kilometers. Texas Raceway. 14.2 kilometers. Kendale Dragway. 14.2. Go now. Dimp. Button.
Okay, this is not going to be practical, but I'm just showing you how this is showing you how this works. And by the way, when you do cars, it's the same thing. It's the exact same thing.
Stop. Village Creek. Donnie L. Endon. M&G Carter Stadium. 5.2 kilometers.
I think the reason it's got three of those listed there is because it has the different entrances.
Endon. 5.6. Donnie Elmer Racing. 9.1 kilometers. Village Creek Motocross Park.
I'm going to click Motocross Park.
Selected. Village Creek
okay,
Motocross
selected.
Park.
Now I'm going to go to Go
kilometers.
Now.
Cowdown BMX. Texas Kendale Dragway. Go now. Button.
I'm
going
to click Go now. Okay, and then of course we get the screen that I told you about earlier.
Locate POI. Button. Go now. Button. Locate POI. Button.
There's locate it on a map.
Main menu. Button. Map display. Back. Button. Roadbook. Button.
Roadbook.
15.5 kilometers.
15.5 kilometers.
0306.
It'll take 3 hours to walk there.
Start navigation.
Then, of course, you've
button.
Got the start navigation. So let's get out of here.
4 of 5 part. Map display. Start navigation. Map display. Back. Roadbook. 50. Start.
Oh, hold on.
Map display.
I know why it's not doing
back.
That. Hold on.
Button.
There we go. That's better.
Sports. Back. Button.
Go back.
Main menu. Button. Main
go back
menu.
To the main menu.
Pedestrian.
Okay. One more thing in pedestrian mode, and that is the station-to-station transit. Well, two more things, actually. I'm going to show you how to do a trip with multiple modes of transport.
Bike. Pedestrian.
Let's go in here.
Navigate
back
to.
Into pedestrian.
Back. Button. Points of it. Last. Planet. Public. GPS cohort. Public
and
transports.
And I'm going to click public transports. Now, but I'm not going to do GPS coordinates because not a fan of doing that myself.
Public transports.
I haven't tried it. Here's public transports. I'm going to click on here.
Country. Back. Button.
Now, the first thing we have to do is select a country, because this is one of those instances where Captain uses live data to get its public transit information. It'll use your data connection.
Country. Enter country name. Text field.
We can enter it.
Austria. Tag.
Or
button.
Navigate it. Navigate through a list. Now, I'm at the bottom right-hand corner of the screen. I'm going to scroll
shop
up.
Map. Set. Main map. United Kingdom. United States.
Because U.S. is the last one in there, so I'm just going to double-tap
selected.
U.S.
United City. Back. Button.
Now, we are in the city field. So I'm going to go over...
City. Enter city name. Text field.
I'm going to double-tap enter city name. Now, you could, if you wanted to, go through there and see what cities are in the list, like to see if your city's listed. I'm going to tell you right now that if a city doesn't have a light rail network, it's not going to be listed. It is a rail-based public transit mode. So you have to have a light rail in your city. I know Houston, Chicago, New York City, they're listed there. Cleveland, Ohio, I think is listed in there. So I'm going to type
F. D.
I'm going to type Dallas.
D.
D.
A. A. K. L. 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 A. A. S. S. Return.
Okay.
Dallas. Q.
And then it's Dallas shows up in the list, so I'm going to click on that.
Selected. Dallas. Departure. Back. Button.
Now, departure. This is you select your departure station. Now, if you don't know the city, but you know what station it is, you can scroll through this list. So I'm going to do that.
Departure. Enter departure station. Text field.
And of course, you can also type it in if you want to.
8th and M. Corin. Eckerd. Arapahoe Center. Baylor Hospital. Bush Turnpike.
And this is actually up to date. This is actually up to date. It's got some stations in here that were just opened last year, so it's up to date.
Eckerd. Arapahoe. Baylor Hospital. Bush Turnpike. Cedars. Center Port. City Place. Convention Center.
That's City Place.
Dallas Soup. Deep Ellum. Downtown Garland.
Yeah, see, Deep Ellum was open last year.
Downtown Plano. Fair Park.
Fair Park, that was just open last year.
Forest Lane.
All right, let's say I want to go from
Fair Park. Selected. Fair Park. Arrival. Back.
And I want to go to Baylor Hospital.
Arrival. Enter. 8th. Eckerd. Arap. Baylor. Bush Turnpike. Baylor Hospital. Selected. Baylor Hospital.
And I'm going to click on that. Okay, now they're both selected.
Back. Arrival. Baylor Hospital. 8th and M. Corinth. Tag. Button. Shot. Map. Setting. Main menu. White Rock. Westmoreland.
And this isn't going to work because I'm not there. Because I'm not in a city right now that has public transit. I'm in Fort Worth, and so it's not. I don't think it's actually going to show anything until I actually get there. But what this will do...
Back. Arrival. Baylor Hospital. Text field. 8th and M. Corin. Baylor Hospital. Tag.
Hold on.
Shot. Map. Setting. Main menu. White Rock. Westmoreland.
Okay, yeah. It okay.
Main menu. Button. Main menu.
But
pedestrian.
What that's gonna do, okay, is it will give you instructions about how to get from station to station. I remember I was showing Jesse Hernandez this mode, and he lives in Miami where it's actually listed that public transit network, a very extensive one, is listed, and it actually told him dead on how to get between two stations that he knew how to get to already. It told him dead on exactly how he would do it. It says, like, take Green Line North 3 stations to, you know, such and such a thing. You know, it gives you that kind of instruction. It's not vocal, but you get text instructions on the screen that you can read with voiceover. Also, in the pedestrian mode, if you click plan a trip, you can actually incorporate public transit into your trip, into your pedestrian trip. I haven't tried that because I'm in the wrong city for that. But let's talk a little bit about some of the other features that this app has. I'm going to take you through the settings screen and the thing that North American users need to change. So I'm going to go down to settings.
Settings. Button.
Double tap that.
Settings. Back.
Now, we're not going to go through every single one of these screens. I'm going to take you through some of the ones that I feel you need to change.
Settings.
Settings.
Navigation options.
We have navigation options.
Info and updates.
Info and updates.
Skin and cursor.
Skin and cursor. We don't need to worry, but you don't need to worry about that if you're totally blind.
Units.
Units. This is the first thing you need to change if you're a North America user. I'm going to double tap this.
Units. Back. But units. Selected. KM.
KM is selected.
H. Miles. MPH.
And I'm going to double tap miles.
Selected. Miles. Main menu.
Okay, now I'm going to go back.
Units. Back. Button. Settings. Navigation options.
Now I'm going to click navigation options just out of curiosity.
Navigation. Back. Button. Navigation. General. Pedestrian param.
You have general, pedestrian.
Bike parameters.
Bike parameters.
Motorbike parameter. Car parameters. Main menu.
Yeah, and
button.
As you can see, each one has its own options. And then, of course, you've got the general one.
Car, motor, bike, general.
Let's go to general here.
General. Back. Button. General. General. Show maneuvers. Show maneuvers. Switch button. On.
I think it's show maneuvers.
Show status bar. Show status bar. Switch button. On.
That's a status bar.
Show street names. Show street names. Switch button. On.
And that, you know, when you navigate it, it was showing the street names.
Night mode. Selected. Auto. One of three.
Okay, night mode, that turns it on and off. Now, there are three different modes here. There's
auto
where it changes, in real time.
On. Two of three.
There's
button.
On.
Off.
And then there's off. Those are the different night modes.
Orientation. Selected. Automatic.
And then, of course, it can change the orientation in real time.
Portrait.
And then you can lock it in portrait.
Show street names. Night.
Or landscape.
On. Night. Select. On. Off. Orient. Select. Port. Landscape. Main menu. Button.
And then, of course, you're back at the main menu. I'm going to go back.
Back. Button. Navigate. General. Pedestrian. Param.
I'm going to click on pedestrian.
Pedestrian. Back. Pedestrian. Public transports. Fastest. Public transports. Fastest. Selected. Less changes.
Less changes. Yeah, these are public transit options where, like, you can do less changes, fastest.
Display options.
There's a display options here. Let's go in.
Selected. Less changes. Display. Remaining time. Remaining time. Switch button. Off.
Shows the remaining. It can show the remaining time if you're walking somewhere.
Remaining distance.
Remaining distance.
Switch button. On. Display a compass.
Display a compass if you need that.
Display a compass. Switch. Points of interest. POI display. Tags. Map display. Selected. 2D view.
2D view.
3D view.
3D view.
Auto view.
Auto view where it changes in real time.
Simple view.
Simple, easy to look at.
Orientation. Use compass orientation. Use compass orientation. Switch button. Off.
Yeah, and you can actually, that's where the compass integration is. You can turn it on and it'll orient itself with the iPhone compass.
Use compass. Main menu. Button.
And of course, you're back out of here. We're done here. I haven't played with anything else in here. We're going to the main menu again.
Pedestrian.
And I'm going to show you one other feature of this app. The feature that really sets it apart for me, and that is called KP tags. Now, most GPS apps will allow you to, you know, mark places as favorites and whatever, but this one, it actually takes it a step further. I'm going to click on KP tags, which is the last tab on the right-hand side.
Tag. Button.
I'm going to double tap it.
Mic tags. Back. Button.
And then, of course, you have my KP tags. Now, you can share your KP tags with other Captain users. And I think you can also post them on Twitter or Facebook. I'm not sure if that's accurate or not, but I think you can. So we're going to go in here. Now, I don't have anything on here right now. Because, again, this is a new installation. So,
my tags.
You have my KP tags. It shows a list of all of them.
Tags list.
And then you have, of course, you can list them all. If I click on that, nothing will be there.
Favorite tags.
You have favorites.
Create tag.
Create one.
Tags to complete.
And then KP tags to complete, which I'm not sure what that is.
Main menu. Button.
I think KP tags to complete is designed for, like, geocaching or whatever. But,
create.
I'm going to go on create one. I'm going to create one. I'm going to double tap it.
Create tag. Cancel.
And again, we're going to use my church as an example.
Create tag. Done. Dimp. Button.
Okay, you can't click that yet.
Create tag. Category.
Now, the first thing we get to do is select a category. This is what makes this so freaking cool. You can categorize your KP tags and prioritize them as either favorites or just general tags. And so if you have a particular place that you really like, you can mark it as a favorite. And then when you want to go there, you go to select your mode of transportation and then you click KP tags. You click favorites, and it brings up a list of your high-priority favorite KP tags, and you just click on the one you want, and then click go now, and then click start navigation. And it takes you there from your current location. Okay, so we're going to choose a category for this one.
Name. Address. 3429. Phone. Email and web. Phone. Name. Category.
Oh, my bad.
Category.
And by the way, that address is woefully inaccurate. It's a little bit inaccurate. My address is, it's got the street right, but that's it.
Name. Category.
So, but what it's going to do by default when you create a KP tag is it's going to use the current address you're at as like the name. Basically, it's going to try to fill in the fields that it can.
Category.
I'm going to click category.
Category. Back. Category. Cafes.
Cafes.
Culture.
Culture.
Hotels.
Hotels.
Nightlife. Private. Relaxation. Restaurants. Shopping. Tourism. Useful. Icon menu op 0. Useful. Icon menu op 01. Dimmed.
And again, this is where we run into the tabs on the bottom of the screen. They lose their labeling when you do this. I mean, I know what they are, but I mean, they're all dimmed anyway because you can't.
Icon panier out. Dimmed. Button. Icon menu op 02. Dimmed.
Yeah,
button.
I mean, they're all dimmed anyway, but I think it would still be a good idea to label them.
Icon useful.
I'm going to click useful. I'm going to put this
selected
under useful.
Create tag. Cancel. Create. Done. Dimmed. Create. Category. Name.
Okay, and I'm going to, next thing, I'm going to click name.
Space. Name. Name. Text field. Is editing.
Okay, I'm going to type in,
D, F, C, C, F, G, H, H, Y, U, U, E, R, R, D, C, C, F, G, H, H, return.
Okay, and I'm gonna
Q, W, church, tech, save, button.
Okay, I'm gonna click save, which is to the left of the edit field.
Create tag, cancel, create, done, create, category, name, address.
Now I'm going to click on the address. Now,
city, Fort Worth, text field is editing. Clear text, Fort City.
Now,
Fort
Worth, now what? It, now you're in the is editing. You're in the same field that you're in the same type of situation that you were in, like when we were entering addresses earlier, where it you get the city first and then street and then number. So I'm going to select
clear Fort Worth.
Fort Worth
Street, Winifred DR, text field. Clear Winifred DR Q. Clear Winifred DR text.
I'm click clear text. Now there's nothing in
select
there.
Select road in Fort Worth. Text field is editing.
All right. So I'm gonna click. I'm gonna type in the street name again.
A. Select road H J K L L E R T T A V B N M M W E E A A.
Oops, hold on.
Done. Delete. A. S. D. S. S. A. A. Space. Space. H. N. B. V. B. B. U. J. K. L. L. Z. X. V. V. E. S. D. D. Altamisa BLVD. Fort Worth. Altamisa BLVD. Edgecliffville. Altamisa BLVD. Fort Worth.
Select the street.
Selected. House number 3429.
And, you shouldn't have to. You won't have to select that every time. It's just that when you have a street that goes through multiple neighborhoods, you pick.
Clear text. But.
You pick which one you want. Okay,
select
now I'm gonna
number,
type it in.
Between 1, 3. Select house number 4, 5, 6, 6, 0. Empty list.
Oops. Uh oh.
0, 0, 1, 1. Go.
And I'm going to click go.
Back. Button. New address. Fort Worth. Validate. Button. Main menu. Button.
Now, validate. You click validate, button. Which in other words, like, yes, I have everything.
Create tag. Cancel. Create. Done. Button. Create tag.
Now I'm going to check.
Category. Useful. Name. Church. Address. 3601 Altamisa BLVD. Fort Worth. Fort Worth. Phone.
Okay, and then there's some other fields you can put in here. Phone.
Email and web.
Email and web.
Comment.
Comment.
Icon menu. Email. Phone. At name. Create tag. Done.
But I'm going to go and click.
Done. Button.
Done.
Mic tags. Back. Button.
Now, what we're going to do.
Main menu.
Is I'm going to go to the main menu, and I'm going to choose a mode of transport.
Pedestrian.
And I'm going to choose car.
Bot. Motorbike. Car. Navigate to. Back. Button.
And I'm going to click on KP tags, and this is the coolest thing. I want to show you what this does.
Navigate new address, tags, fabric, tags.
I'm going to click KP tags.
Tags list, back, tags list, tags around me, button, tags
and
list.
I'm going to click KP tags list. There's a KP tags around me, which I guess, I don't know if that's other users' tags or not. So I'm going to double list. Tap.
Tags around useful. Church.
Okay, and I'm going to click on this. I'm going to click on the name.
Selected. Mic tags. Back. Button. Mic tags. Go now. Button.
And it shows the relevant information. I'm going to click go now. And then, of course, you know, you take it from there. You click start navigation and, you know, whatever. Now, if you want to mark it as a favorite.
Map display. Map display.
Whoops.
Start navigation. Map display.
My fault.
Back. Button.
Let me get. The map takes up most of the screen.
Main menu. Main menu. Pedestrian. Tag.
I'm going to click
button.
On KP tags again.
Mic tags. Back. Mic tag. Tags list. Favorite tags.
And
tags
I'm going to go to list.
Tags list. Tags. Create. By category. Capital C. Church. Main menu. Button.
And I'm
going to
click on this.
Selected. Church. Mic tags. Mic tag. Modify. Go now. Button.
And I'm
going to
click modify.
Button. Modify tag. Modify. Done. Modify. Category. Name. Church. Category.
And I'm going to
category.
Mark it.
Cafe. Culture. Hotel. Nightlife. Private. Relic. Restaurant. Shopping. Tour. Select. Icon menu out zero.
Oops, nightline. Hold on.
Back.
I clicked
button.
On the wrong button. Sorry.
Back. Button. Modify. Modify. Done. Modify. Category. Name. Address. Phone. Email. Comment. Icon menu. Icon menu out 02. Dim. Cancel. Button.
Oh, you know what? I think
mic
it's
tags.
Too late to
back.
Create a
button.
To create it as a favorite.
Mic tags. Modify. Go now. But modify. Mic back. Button.
Let me try one more thing here.
Tags list. Create tab by category. Capital C. Main menu. Button. Back. Button. Mic tags. Tags list. Favorite. Create tag. Tags to com. Create favorite.
And of course you
tag.
Have your favorites in here.
My favorites. My fav. Modify. Empty list. Main menu. Button. Modify. Done. Empty. Main menu. Button.
Now.
Main menu. Pedestrian.
I'm sorry. I have forgotten how to do this. How to do it as a favorite. But there is a way to do it. I think you actually have to do it from within. You have to do it when you're creating the tag. You have to mark it as a favorite. And I forgot how to do that. And I'm sorry. Again, this is a new installation. I had favorite KP tags. A couple of favorite
landscape.
KP tags on my other iPhone. But
portrait.
But now I don't have any. Right now, and I need to recreate everything. So I'm going to go ahead and get out of this, and we're going to close the app.
Home. Captain Nom. App switch. Captain Nom. Editing apps. App switcher has no items.
Okay, and then I removed it.
Captain Nom.
And I'm going to go back to page one.
Messages.
Okay, so I hope that you guys.
Messages.
I hope that everybody enjoyed that. And again, like I said, this is another option out there for iPhone users that want GPS apps. There, you know, there's Navigon, there's Scobbler, which I know there are some people trying, and then there's this. And I wanted to give you guys an overview of how I used it, some of the features that it had, and whatever. And that's why I did that. That's why I did this, and I hope that you guys have gotten a lot out of it. I hope I've done a good job explaining the app. To you, if you have any questions about it, feel free to drop me a line. The email is coasterfrek88@mac.com. That's mac.com. Or you can follow me on Twitter. Username is jmoore021888. And I will be happy to answer any questions that you have about the Captain app. And also, oh, you know what? I said I was going to show you the shopping feature. Let me show that to you real quick.
Game Center. Phone. Two new items. Settings.
Okay, I need to bring my faders back up.
Settings.
I completely forgot about that. I'm sorry.
Page
let me get back
four.
Into Captain here.
Page 2 of 4. Page 2 of 4. Page 3. iMissile. Captain Nom.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It completely slipped my mind. Okay, I'm going to reconnect to the network.
Captain Nom. 1, 3, 0.
Okay, it's reconnecting. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to click the shop tab in the row of tabs on the bottom.
Tap map shop button.
I'm going to click shop.
Alert. This operation requires network access. Do you authorize the application to connect to the network? Do you no, but yes.
And the network button. That it's referring to is the Captain network. So I'm going to click yes.
Captain Nom.
Now this takes a few minutes to load.
No product available for the current version of this application. No product of okay button.
Oh, well.
Captain Nom.
I think I know why that is. It's because I bought a permanent license. That's why there's no product available because it's not going to show me anything.
Editing apps.
But basically when you click on it is you will be messages. Presented with a page of different options. You have the monthly license, and then you have the Captain Perpetual license. And what you do is you click on the one you want. The process is kind of tricky because you have to click it multiple times in order to get it. It's really slow, so you have to basically be patient with it. But eventually it's going to ask you to confirm the purchase and enter your iTunes password. And then it will make the in-app purchase for you. So now that I've got that out of the way and explained them a little bit, if you have any questions about that, you can contact me. And also, if you get a new device, your network access is through your email address, and so all you have to do is enter your email address when you install Captain on your new iPhone, and it will. And it will say, congratulations, your transaction has been confirmed, and it will transfer your license over. So that is about it for this podcast. I hope that you guys have enjoyed it. And if you would like to have a demo of the app in action, I will be more than happy to do that for you. The voice guidance, you can hear what it sounds like. But I hope that this has given you an idea of another GPS app, and I hope to hear from you guys, and thanks for listening.